Blog Talk Radio.
Well, it looks like everything was gone your way. Then it all came crashing down one day. And it looked like you wouldn't get up again. But in time he came and he stepped right in. Yes, he stepped right in. Well, I know what it's like when he calls your name. He says you're never, never, never gonna be the same. Well, I know the road gets hard and it's not a game. But he'll be your shield, your light, he'll be your way. Who can heal the broken hearted? Nobody, 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 nobody.
You don't give your heart. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Philippi Fire on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for you all that's tuning in on tonight. I want to thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy allowing me to come on Philippi Fire on tonight. And I want to let you all know this is a line for ministry, a line for seeking you where you may be hurt or wherever you may be battling with. I thank and praise God for Philippi Fire. I'm glad to be back. Been gone for a minute, but I am back, and I want to thank and praise God on tonight for Prophet Stacy allowing me to be able to come on tonight. And I want to let you all know that this, the Word of God, is so true. And before I get into the message on tonight, I hope the message will bless you all. But this is what God has given me to give to you all on tonight. But before I go into the message, I would like to go on and pray. And I want to let thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy again for allowing me to come on tonight. And I want to let you all know that let's trust God like never before. Now I'm going into a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I come to you right now, thanking and praising you on tonight. Thanking you, Lord God, for allowing me to be able to come on Philippi Fire on tonight, Father God. And Father God, I ask that you would touch right now, God. Lord God, every prayer request, every prayer needs, or maybe somebody may be battling through something or with something, or maybe someone is going through things, situations in their life, and they don't know how to come out of it. God, I decree and declare that you will bring them out. I decree and declare whatever they need and want is, that you will send a blessing, that you will send a financial blessing, that you will send your blessing their way. Maybe someone need God to be healed, to be delivered. Maybe somebody needs spiritual guiding, God. Lord, give them direction, God. Lord, maybe someone needs, don't understand, Lord God, Lord, why things are happening the way it does, God, but give them, Lord, transformation, Lord, on what's going on. Because, God, your words say whatever we ask in your name, you will do it. Your words say just trust you. And, Lord, I thank you on tonight. Now, Lord God, I ask you to set this flesh down and let your Holy Spirit stand up, God, and do what you sent it out to do. And, Lord, I thank you on tonight because your word is, Lord God, is true. And I believe your word. And, Lord God, I thank you, God, on tonight. Because, God, your word say whatever, do it unto you, God. And I want to give you thanks, God, because in everything we do, your word say give you thanks. In our son Jesus' name, God, I pray. And I pray over everyone on the phone line, those may be listening by social media, those that may be listening by iTunes or however you may be listening, or those that's going to listen to the replay. And, Lord, I thank you on tonight, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, God, I thank you because you are so worthy of your praise. In Jesus' name, God, I pray. Amen, amen, and thank you, Lord. This a message just came up in my spirit. I didn't even know what I was going to speak on tonight. And so, since this month is almost out, it's okay. And I always talk about sharing about God's love. And I always talk about how God, I read so much about what God do for us and how he do. And I thank and praise God for God is good. And today, this morning when I was reading in his word, the Lord was allowing me. Everything I read was talking about love. And I thank and praise God on tonight. And I was sitting, and as I was in prayer today, I begin to God minister some in my spirit. And I want to share y'all what God ministered in my spirit. And it's talking on love. And then when I was praying today, the word the word that I got to bring before y'all on tonight is love calls something. Love calls something. See, love calls something. And I'm going to go to Isaiah 53:5. And that's a scripture that I dearly love so much. And the Word of God tells us that, and that's just in how he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. And by the chastising of his peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Okay, that's love. And when I went into God's scriptures, I went into the Amplified Bible and I began to read a passage of scripture out of the Amplified Bible. And I began to read how it breaks it down. The Word of God, everything that God did for us, it was because of our sin. It wasn't because we're so good. It wasn't because we're so great, or we're so wonderful. It was because of our sins. But God knew that if He didn't die, send His only begotten Son for us, He knew then that we wouldn't know how to love. We wouldn't know how. So He had to. This is why I say a lot of times love costs something. Jesus had to give up something so that we can have something. And this is what I love about God, because He didn't have to do it. And I thank and praise God for that passage of scripture, because when God had me to go to three different translations, and I began to get what I got out of the Word of God. Y'all excuse me, because I'm battling with a sinus cold, and God knows I'm healed by His stripes. And I want to let you all know that the Word of God let us know, when God gave His Son, when He gave up His Son. So a lot of people say, I hear a lot of people say, love don't supposed to hurt. Yes, love does. Well, if it didn't, why did Jesus do what He did? Okay, He gave His Son so that His Son, He gave up a life so that we can have what? Eternal life. If not, He had gave up His life, that we would have eternal life, we still would be lost. No matter, we wouldn't even know where we'd be right by now. And then when I was reading on today, and even that word began to break itself down, that word was saying how He was bruised. That means He was broken. He was broken. He was broken up for us. When he was being beat on, every bone that was breaking, and every scar that He shared, that wound came open, and He bled. There was a wound that came open, and that the Word of God say He took pain. He took pain for us. He took brokenness for us. He took worry for us. He took all of that. And the Word of God said, He didn't say a mama in the word. He took all of that for us. He took lies. And even the one that we walk, like people like us and walk with daily, they lie. He took lies. He took all of those things. People even said that they even spit on Him. He even took nasty spit that come out of somebody's mouth. And even He, ain't no telling what God know what He took all of these things for. He was wounded. He was broken. He was broken. He was all of those. He did all of those things for us, and that's love. Now we sit here. Excuse me. Then the Word of God had me to go to John the 14th chapter, when it said, "Let not your heart be troubled." The Word of God tells us, "If ye believe in me," it said, "Let not your heart." Let me go to it, because I want to go right to what His words say. And I thank and praise God for that He allowed me to be able to go into His word and to read just what His words say. So in John 14, it said, "Let not your heart be troubled." It said, ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. That's what His words say. In my Father's house, there are many mansions. The Word of God let us know that if we believe in God, don't let our heart trouble. He's telling us right there, don't let nothing trouble you. Whatever you believe in Him for, whatever you may be going through with, He's letting you know, don't stress out about it. Whatever going on, He's got this place prepared for us. And according to the Amplified Bible, He has houses He have houses prepared for us. And the word of God let us know in this place, there's many houses, many rooms. They are prepared. He let us know he's going to come back for us. He tell us also if it's not so, he wouldn't have said it. He let us know these things. And I thank and praise God for he let me know that I don't have to want for nothing. I don't have to be troubled by things down here on this earth. He let me know that he took my pain. He took my sorrow. A lot of people done lost loved ones. He done took our sorrow. He done took all of that. He done took our sickness. Everything that he went to that cross with, that was love. Beaten. He done took all of that. Even when you go out and you drinking, he done took all of this stuff already to the cross. How you feeling in your body? How some people, you may feel discouraged. You may feel like you feel like nothing. God took everything. How did you think God felt when he was hanging on that cross? How did you think he felt when they was dragging him, when they was beating him? He felt, how did you think? He probably felt just like some of us feel. He wasn't loved. But he knew if he didn't do what he did, we wouldn't be where we at today. And that's why a long time it bothers me when I see some people. They church, they say God this today. And then you look at them, and then they go and they turn their back on God. And then they go do something else in the world. And I'm like this here. This is me. I'm not going to play with them. The word of God tells us also, it's best that you know the word. It's best that we know the way, then best that we don't know the way, then know the way and don't do it. So then let me know. If I know the truth, I need to walk therein. But if I'm doing what God's word say don't do, God's going to hold me accountable for them. And see, the word starts with you first. It starts with you first. And I thank and praise God. Also in another passage of scripture where God tells us in John 3:16, where God said God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. I thank and praise God. He didn't have that. His only son. That was his only son. That was love. But we want to treat God any kind of way. We want to call God out of his name. We want to say, God, why you do this and why you do that? You know, I see people and they blame God for everything. And a lot of what go on, it ain't God's fault. We'll say, God, why you let this happen? Lord, why you allow that to happen? God took all of that and more for us. And every time we look around, we always say, well, I don't know why, Lord, but God don't do this and God don't. Let me tell y'all something. God is a good God. And God is an awesome God. He's a great God. God died just so that we can live. Jesus died just so we can live. If he had not died, you wouldn't be able to live today. That's why he died. His life was taken so that we could have a life of eternal life. And that's a life that's an everlasting life, a life where nobody can take away from you, where you can go and you can feel no more pain, where you can go and you can feel no more sorrow, where you can go, where you can feel no more brokenness, where you can go, where nobody can take nothing from you. You ain't got to worry about no bill collectors up there. You ain't got to worry about how you going to eat. You ain't got to worry about your next payment. You ain't got to worry about it. If you live for God and you do what his word say do, the word of God say he will bless you. He will bless you, and he will bless you that you won't have enough room to receive. And I thank and praise God. And I thank God for every pain he took for me. I thank and praise God for every blood that was shed. I thank and praise God for every love. The Lord loved me, and he loved you all too. But we treat him like like he's nothing. And it's just like every time we do him wrong, every time we do wrong, it's like you nail him back to the cross. You nail him back to where he once was, but he's never going back to that cross anymore. So God give us a chance to live. And while he give us a chance to live, won't you live your life to the fullest? If you don't know Christ, get to know him. If you don't know the word of God, there are so many different translations to break down the word of God. I thank and praise God for the Amplified Bible. I thank and praise God for the King James Version. I thank and praise God for the Message Bible. I thank and praise God for the NIV. I thank and praise God for all of these different things. It's no way that you don't know how to get to know God. So many people treat God like he's treat Jesus like he's nothing. They treat him like he's nothing. We church today. We saved today, and we the devil tomorrow. We true today, and we lying today. And I thank and praise God. The word of God tell us to. Who you going to serve? Are you going to serve him, or you going to serve the devil? If you don't want to get to serve God, you don't want to serve the Lord, then stay on the devil's side. He have a lot to offer you, but it ain't gonna last. But what God have to offer you, it lasts. It lasts. And sometimes we wonder why things happen in our life. We need to watch the way we need to watch how we live. We need to watch how we live. We need to watch the things that we do and say. The word of God tells us some things that happen to us, it's not God's fault. Everything that's going on in the world today, the word of God says these things going to happen. The chaos, the shootings, all this stuff that's going on, wars, rumors of war, all these things have got to come to pass. And if God's word says it's got to come to pass, that means it's got to come to pass. And it's going to happen. God's word will not lie. I thank and praise God. Every time I look around, you hear something all the time. Sometimes it's not always good. But I love to hear when somebody come in and they gave their life to God. And I thank and praise God on tonight how God allowed me to see how he was broken, how his blood was shed, how every cut. And I learned something when I read the word of God. I thank and praise God. I ask God for wisdom and knowledge and understanding. I was reading in Matthew, the 5th chapter this morning, where it was talking about how the man was possessed with all these demons. And say he had so many legions of demons. Say he hung around the grave. He hung around the and people was afraid of him because they didn't know what was wrong with him. And they were saying how he was cutting himself, and how he was. It was so many, and there were spirits. It was spirit. It wasn't him. It was the spirit within him. And he knew. And I learned something about the devil. He know Jesus. He know. And the young man knew. He knew that Jesus can cast out demons. He knew the only way that these demons would loosen his body if he could just get to Jesus. But when he seen Jesus close by, he went to him, and he asked him. He wanted the spirits to come out of him, and the Lord began to ask them to begin to speak to the spirits. The spirits, who are you? And they were legions, which is many. According to the word of God, one translation, 3,000, 2,000. Those are a lot of spirits. This man has so many spirits in him. And God began to, even the spirit knew. They knew the power of God to the point that they asked the Lord, can he allow them to go into the pigs? One translation says swines. Can they go into, and one say hogs? They wanted to go into the pigs because they already knew. Once they left that body, they knew they had to go somewhere else. they begin to go into them and begin to go into the lake, and they begin to drown. The word of God said the spirits drown, that the demons drown. So that let me know God is so powerful that he cares enough for us in our wrong, that whatever messes up in us, he'll clean it up out of us if we want it. He will deliver us from the things that we go back out there and put back into our body, that we go back out there and connect ourselves with, that he, and we'll come to him over and over and over and over and say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I have sinned against you. Father, can you help me? Lord, I want to be changed. And he come into your life, and he deliver you, and he save you. And that's just how much he love us. His grace is sufficient for all of those that want it. That's what his words say. He love us so much to he just take our mess, and he just love us, and he just deliver us, and we just go back and do the same stuff over and over and over again. He take all kind of pain. We go and we get in a situation. Then when we get in a situation, things don't come the way we want to. Then we want to blame God. No, God is a good God. It was your pain, the reason he went to the cross. It was your sin, the reason he went to the cross. It was your weeping. It was your brokenness. It was your brokenness. It was your mess. All of this stuff he took to the cross with him. He took it, and he left it. He left it there. He left it there. And that's so that you can be delivered. That's so that you can have life. That's so that you can go into that place that he got prepared for us. I want to go to that place he had prepared for me. I don't want to do him any kind of old way. I tell God every day, God, if I done something wrong that I'm not aware of, if I said something wrong that was not pleasing to you, if I even didn't acknowledge you, God, like I should have, God, forgive me. Forgive me. Sometimes you're not aware of what you do, but sometimes we do, and we just don't care. We just don't care. But God don't do it. He didn't do that. He didn't say, I just don't care when he went to the cross. He didn't say that. He said, I got to go to the cross. I got to die for my daughter, my son. I got to die for them so they can have eternal life. This life is an everlasting life. The word of God say, he give us life and life more abundantly. And I thank and praise God for his life. God has done so many miracles in my life. He has worked out so many financial burdens in my life. He has came through for me when I didn't even know where it was going to come from. You know what? It didn't fall down from heaven. But he touched man. He touched the hearts of those that man. The word of God said he will talk. He will loosen the hands of those that. He will loosen up the hands of man to bless you. And I thank and praise God every day. I just had a surgery on the 17th of January. And when I had surgery, they were saying it was going to be a four-hour surgery. And so when I began to go into the operating room, I began to pray because I didn't know what to expect and the doctor didn't either. And when I began to go into the operating room, and it looked like it happened so fast. I'm like, everything done already? When I come out of the operating room, I was in recovery for about 3 hours. And when I began to come, they began to take me to the room. They told my husband and my daughter, they said, well, she'll be going home the next day. And God began to, when I come in the room, and I began to thank God for what he done. And the next day came. I was looking forward to going home, but I wasn't able to go home because something happened where I ended up having to stay. So I ended up going home the next day. And when I began to go leave the hospital, I began to come home, and I was recovering. And I said, Lord, I thank you for how you brought me through. Because it was you that did it. It wasn't me. And it wasn't my goodness. It wasn't my bad. And it wasn't because I was so, you know, because it was his grace and mercy. Then after that, came home, recovered. Now I'm struck with a sinus cold. I said, okay, Lord. But y'all know what? God loved me. He loved me so much that he healed me. He brought me through. What's supposed to be a 4-hour surgery was just a little over an hour. And what they thought they weren't gonna be able to remove, they was able to remove it and some more too. God bless me. And that's a miracle itself. I don't have no other reason but to trust him because he's all I know. He's all I know. According to man, I ain't supposed to be here. If the Lord let me live, come August, I ain't far from 50 years old. I ain't far from it. And I thank and praise God for how he's blessing me. And I tell God all the time, thank you. A few more years, I'll be 50 years old. I won't say my age, but I will. And I thank and praise God on tonight for how he blessed me. And I want to let you all know that let's give our all to God. Let's love on God. Let's give the same love that God gave us. No, I didn't say go out there, break yourself and do all of that. But show God that you love him. Tell God that you care enough for him to stay out of your mess and don't go back to where you once was. If you love God like you say you do, then you trust him. When them times come where you don't know where your next meal gonna come from, the word of God say trust him. He said, trust me with all of your heart. If you love God like you say you do, you don't have to go out there and sleep with nobody for no money. Just trust God and say, God, I trust you. Tell God about it. He'll make a way. I'm a living witness. I thank and praise God. Trust God. Love on God to the point where, God, you are all I got. Lord, I don't know nobody else. Lord, I got a bill due. Lord, I need you. Lord, your husband or your wife may have walked off and left you. God will be there for you too. He will comfort you. He will rock you. When them lonely nights come, he will take it away. He will take the desire away. And he will just minister to you. And he would just come in and he would just do it for you. But you got to trust and believe that he will. That's why he died. So all this stuff that we're dealing with down here, all this stuff, we can give it to him. The word of God tells us not to worry about these things on this earth. He said, but think on things of above. Whatsoever true, whatsoever right, whatsoever a good report, whatsoever lovely. Think on good things that's going to please him. He said, you please him, he'll please you. The word of God wants us to give everything we got to him. I hear many people and I see many things when I go on social media. I don't know. I didn't know a lot of people say, I don't know. I didn't know love hurts. Yes, love do hurt. Jesus was in a lot of pain, but he took it for you. He took the love for you. Why love not going to hurt? Why it don't hurt? He hurt. He shed blood for us. The word of God, according to the word of God, we're going to share some same pain. We're going to go through some pain. We're going to go through some disappointment. We're going to go through some suffering. We're going to go through some grief. We're going to go through some sorrow. We're going to go through all of those things because he did it. And if he did it, you're going to do it too. All I can do is tell you is to trust him to help you to bear it. I done went through things I didn't want to go through, and it hurt my flesh. And it hurt it to the point where I didn't tell God that, Lord, I'm not going to serve you. But I was at a point sometime in my life, Lord, this thing hurt. And if you don't help me through it, I won't know how to come through it. He know it hurt because he went through the same, he went through pain. And he did it for you and he did it for me. But we just do him. We do him any kind of way. Let's love on God. Let's give God back. Go back to your first love. Go back to love costs. Love costs something. Yes, it does. It costs something. You got to love. Give love away. No matter how it is. Somebody don't even know how love feels because they don't have nobody to show them. The Word of God tells us that we live in love and we walk in love and we love him. The Word of God says he'll teach us. I thank and praise God for his word on tonight. But this is February, and it's about all the way out. I don't want to say love, and I could have shared some things of husband and wife or something like that. But you know what? That didn't touch me right there. I know about that because I'm married. But you know what? I want people to feel the pain, and I want you to know how God felt when you go through things. He know, because he went through. When you go through pain, he know, because he went through pain. When you shed tears, he know, because he weep too. When you sit down and you, God, when you was broken and somebody broke you, or you had any broken bone or something broke you, he know, because he was broken for us. So let's go and let's give God, let's love on him. Let's worship him. Let's give him. Give him what he deserves. That love that he deserves. And I hope tonight that you all got something out of this. And I want to thank and praise God for Prophet Stacy again allowing me to speak on love. She didn't know what I was going to speak on. And I didn't know until God put it in. He put it in my heart today. Love costs something. It's going to cost us to love. You hear me? And some people not going to accept it. And some not going to want us to reach out to them. But the Word of God, it costs something. And it costs Jesus his life. It costs him his life. So that we can have life, life, eternal life, where no one can take it away from us. So, this said on tonight, until next time, I want you all to be blessed, I want you all to trust God, and I want you all to let's give God what's due to him. If you love God, you'll do it. If you love Jesus, Jesus loved us so much. To everything I spoke on tonight, he shared it for us. And I want to let you all know that tune back in until next Friday, Faith on the Line. Faith on the Line, y'all tune back in. Same number. Different times, probably Stacy will put across the there for you all to know when. And I thank God for all of you all listening. I want to thank you, probably Stacy. Hope I said anything that can help someone or encourage someone. Maybe somebody didn't even know how much God loved us. And I hope this did open up your eyes to see. So until next time, next Monday, till next time, God, y'all have a blessed night. And I turn it back over to Prophet Stacy. Prophet Stacy, I turn it back over to you. God bless you all.